You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. While some may think quilting is just for grandmas, it has a long history all over the world, and it's a thriving art form today. Here in the Bay Area, the African American Quilt Guild of Oakland's 80 members meets monthly to work on personal projects as well as bigger art pieces. While membership is open to anyone and everyone with an interest in quilting, the Guild is part of a long legacy of textile arts in African American culture, stretches back to the foundation of the nation when Black slave women did much of the spinning, weaving, and sewing on plantations and for wealthy whites. Work from the Guild ranges from traditional quilts you'd put on your bed to large-scale narrative wall hangings, some of which have been exhibited at Oakland City Hall, San Francisco's DeYoung Museum, and the National Quilt Museum in Kentucky. In this next piece, we'll visit a Quilt Guild meeting with Guild President Marie DePorres Taylor, and she'll tell us about the history of the group that started out as a casual gathering and now is a powerhouse of art quilting.
The African American Quilt Guild of Oakland is really a gift of love for me. My name is Marie DePorres Taylor. I am currently the president of the African American Quilt Guild of Oakland. Quilting is bringing pieces together and artfully sewing them into a pattern. So the art of the quilter is the stitching of the pattern that brings the whole concept together. Our group has room for everyone.
All right, we have some business, some real quick business before we get into the meeting at hand.
I've been coming here for about 2 years.
17 years.
I've been a member since 2011, 2012.
13, 14 years.
This is the first guild that I've ever been part of.
I'm a charter member of the African American Quilt Guild of Oakland. We were established in the year 2000.
I have been quilting with the guild for 18 years.
And I've been coming to the guild at least 18 years, so it's been a while.
And it's just a nice place to spend a couple hours every month.
Quilting and our guild is a special experience because our day now is spent on our smartphones, tablets, that kind of sense of that. We are taken out of this world by media. And at our meetings, it really is a joy to put down all electronics and to really focus on the handy arts, so to speak, where we're using our hands and our minds in a different way that is, in effect, more tangible because you are creating something that you can use or you can give away or whatever.
It's very personal in the sense that you put a lot of work into it.
I made a quilt for my mother. And that meant a lot because my son and I did it together. I quilted one side of the quilt, and he quilted the other side.
Like my son, he's really not appreciating the quilt like I thought he would. But I said in time, I'm sure he'll enjoy it, he'll appreciate it. I said, because this is part of my legacy, it takes a lot of work and time and love goes into making the quilt. So.
With quilting, for me, as I look back on it, living on a plantation, we had to do it to keep warm, but I also found out that it was a comfort mentally.
I see that quilting has evolved so that it has moved from a functionality perspective into an art form. And it has captured the creativity of the quilters who are doing them. Our most famous endeavor was our quilt project called Neighborhoods Coming Together, Quilts Around Oakland. And that challenged all of our membership to really come up with ideas around what makes Oakland special. And then to put it on a quilt. We had over 50 quilts that were made for our exhibit. There was one that was of City Hall, Another did a scene of the Lake Merritt lights. We had others that did scenes from Chinatown. One of our quilters who did coming into Oakland on the Bay Bridge. Our quilts were exhibited at Alameda County Administration Building, the Women's Cancer Resource Center, at Laney College Library. And so they were all over Oakland for people to come and to see and enjoy. It was so exciting that the New York Times art section came, and so we became famous from that. Many of our quilters are very traditional quilters. And so to think out of the box and to think about doing artistic quilts was a challenge.
Now, I need to get this seam ripper. My seams were really off. They really were. Now I'm trying to get started all over again. This is all in quilting.
I noticed members of the guild were converted to doing art quilts. Once they accomplished one quilt, many guild members did another quilt because they were so excited about creating this first one that they wanted to do a second one.
This is another one that I did. You can see the mother carrying her estranged child. She's stitched in, but this is hanging off the quilt.
All of my quilts tell a story. And for some of those that I have sold, it's because of the story and not so much of the workmanship on the quilt. It was just the whole idea.
I did a piece that had artwork in the middle, which was the Sankofa bird representing going back to your ancestors and picking up what they had. And the fabrics that were on the bottom part was the going through the Middle Passage. So I actually called it the Middle Passage, you know, where the Africans were taken from their country and brought to the Americas.
And so these are squares here. They wrote on it, Black Justice Matters. So that's another quote that I've done.
I think the exciting thing about the Quilt Guild is the sense is that when people come to the guild, it's like I've found a group that I can relate to, that I can sit and talk about quilting or how to do a technique or to learn a new skill in quilting, learn a new pattern in a quilt block.
You make the tape, so you make a small wall.
Okay.
It's going to guide you, and you're going to get the most precise quarter-inch seam allowance that you can.
The energy that our membership has when they come to our monthly meetings is really exciting. For 20 years, the African American Quilt Guild has come together to really foster the art of quilting. And I think over those 20 years, we have done that. The gift of the guild is the membership. It is the guild members that make the guild alive and well and productive.